Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 medium wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friend. Well, thank you, Johan. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, enjoy the praise and worship tomorrow with Johan. Otherwise, I'd like us to start it today. And everyone who wants to pray for the elections, this is your show. This is your show. If you want to pray for the elections, messages of goodwill and hope, this is your show. Messages of love, goodwill, hope, this is your show. You can do so. And of course, thank you so much. Professor Buisondez is on the line. Greetings to you, Professor.
Thank you, my brother. Greetings to you too, and the family at large. Greetings to your personal family, to Radio Pulpit family, in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet everyone who will be participating in this show tonight.
It's everybody's show, you know. Everyone can call in and just speak message of goodwill and hope, you know, and hold the banner of peace all around the country tomorrow, you know. And of course, the name of the Father be glorified. That's what's important. The name of the Father be glorified. And of course, also, I'll try to connect with Baruch Yah. Hey, man, the guy doesn't respond, doesn't answer his phone. I don't know. Maybe got a job.
You can't say that about Brother Baruch.
maybe he's at work. Who knows, man?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's a good reason why.
Yes. You know, people are working overtime to make sure that tomorrow becomes a success.
Yeah.
Today, about 4:30 in the morning, I was at the Union Building, just passing by, as usual. And I could see the tents were there, and people, there were people who slept in those tents, the securities, you know, to make sure no vandalism takes place and stuff, you know. And so, you know, big ups to them. I call them usherers, you know. Big ups to them who usher this event quite nicely. Right here in the Moot, I live here in Queenswood on the mountain. Just around, you know, when you pass Colbin, there's a tent, there's a park there, there's a tent, and already they've made some security, you know, warding off, so that the public should not use that place the way they usually do, because it's designated for tomorrow. For tomorrow. Hey, what's
that? Special day.
Hey, you must go and practice your right to vote. So that in future, you don't point fingers. Go and practice your right to vote. That's what I said. And of course, to those who are praying, big ups. To those who are praying, those who have been fasting and praying for peace. I remember back in 1994, there was a song done by various gospel artists. We don't need anyone. You know, and this song was just fantastic during that time. And so, as many people had said, you know, and many young people are going to take part, like never before. They're going to take part in the voting. We need to pray for a peaceful goings-on, a peaceful occurrence. We need to pray for goodwill. We need to pray for patience. We need to pray for tolerance. We need to come against arrogance. We need to pray for humility. We need to pray for servanthood. We need to pray also for patriotism. We need to pray for citizenship, and of course also that we see ourselves as a South African nation. It's very important that we do that. And lots of praises and worship we are going to do. We are going to praise the Father. We are going to worship Him. You know, what I got from Anika was that I start today and do praise and worship. So, hey, he's there. I got the message last week. I don't know if it changed. I don't know. But as I was driving from Joburg, coming over here, I was just thinking that we need to praise Him. We need to glorify Him. We need to honor Him. We need to love Him, our Father, Yahuwah Elohim. We need to call His name, you know. We need to call His name, just like Howard Hewitt would do. We need to call His name and glorify His name in the midst of everything. You know, there would be those who would want to plan some things that are sinister, you know. I don't know, man. I grew up in the township, and I say to people, man, I know people want to take selfies and all those kinds of things. There are people who steal phones and all those things. I mean, I was telling others in the church the other day, they were praising and they were so happy. And I said, but take care of your phone. And I said, Muruti, who can steal my phone in the church? I said, you don't know. You don't know. You know, such a beautiful phone, you put it like that, you know. So, hey, I don't want you to leave church and say, hey, I don't want anything to do with Jesus. I lost my phone while praising Jesus. No, man, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote tomorrow, Professor? Are you going to vote in Natal or here?
No, I'm going to vote here, unfortunately. I don't know whether should I say fortunately or not fortunately. Hoping that they will allow me to vote here because my first registration was in Natal. But yeah, no, I think I will vote here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just laughing about it because I think, hey, this woman is going to vote somewhere in New York.
Yeah, I might be driving to Natal. You never know.
Hey, Mona, they might tell you. What I know is that, I once interviewed Clement here on this show, I think. And then he said, no, if you are voting outside the province of your registration, you must inform the IEC.
Yeah.
And
I remember.
Yeah. You remember, eh?
Yes, I was here.
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then if you... have registered here in Gauteng. It says, and then you shift from Mabopane and you go to live in Marapyane, or you go and live in Tembisa. It says, no, you can vote there. I remember saying that. But my kid was telling me something else, you know. Because the last time I voted was, 5 years ago, and we were voting. The last time I voted, we were in Roslyn. We used to live in Roslyn, in Pretoria North. And now, after voting, we moved to coming back to Pretoria East because we were formerly here, you know. And then now it means, if they kick us out tomorrow, then I'll drive to Roslyn. I mean, it's about it's 20 minutes drive. It's not far.
Yeah, it can still be done. It can still be done. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they will kick us out. I think they will say, "Wena, mfundisi." Say amen.
They will make a plan, don't worry, brother. They will make a plan.
No, they will. They should. They can. Yeah. They would. Mm. You know? Yeah. Now, let me start with a beautiful song by Thapelo Lefifi. Please excuse the way I talk. I told you that the iron metal that was attached to my upper jaw has been removed. So, it had implants. I had implants after the accident because of the crushing. Mm-hmm. I had implants, so it's so painful. And then they did these prosthetics, you know, They have clamps that I attached to my teeth. It is so painful at times. You know, I was wearing it in Joburg. I just couldn't wait to take it off. So I said, no. No one sees me in the studio here, so I'm just going to take it off. I don't sound bad.
Your strength, it shall be well.
Well,
shall be well.
Yeah, it shall be. It shall be. Now, Tapelo Lefi Fiman. You better listen to this. Miyoko. Tears. Our tears. Izinyembezi. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Tuesday live. Praise and worship and intercession. Praying for the elections.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Tapelo Lefifi. Beautiful song indeed, I should say.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Praise, worship, prayer, messages of goodwill and hope for tomorrow. South Africa, tomorrow. Messages of hope, prayer and goodwill. Praise and worship, intercession and standing in the gap. This is your show. This is what happens on this show tonight. It's a special show. And of course, Melanie, hi. And Irene, I think you will get responses to your WhatsApp. It's about Videothon. You'll get responses on that. They will respond to you as soon as possible. They will do that. Don't worry. And you can send your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very fact. Praises, worship, words of encouragement, and of course also exhortations that should come across for the day of tomorrow. Standing in the gap and praying. 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note on that of prayer. And of course, others would want to praise the Father on that. Others would want to worship. The SMS, the WhatsApp is yours. You can also give us a shout. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you also there. Let me welcome my Achi Barukia. Greetings, welcome.
Shalom Achi, and halala to you, halala to Professor Bui, le baretsi ba rona ba ntle ba Radio Pulpit, ke tsapa le siame ke le dumisa ka lebitso la Yahwa Shai Hamashiach, o e leng mophulisi wa rona.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, man. Are you looking forward to tomorrow, man? I was just telling the professor, say, hey, he's not answering my phone. Maybe he's working in one of the tents, man.
I can't even come my ass. It's a little late, but it's not right. It's a little phone.
Yeah.
So, phone ya kanje ina lokona mo silent unaware. I get to go why. And I give it to what silent. Yeah. So, I use that totally. So, get up on my channel.
No, no problem. No problem. No problem.
Yeah, me. Honestly, me kisi moto o vote ang my app. Me kisi zindi lega stop na ko vote for a while.
Yeah.
But now kina hana hore looking at the status quo of the country.
Yeah.
The country needs to be fixed.
Absolutely.
So kia ML lakamo so kia sa tu dira exo a kalim na.
Thank you.
It's important for us to vote because only the decisions that may affect the generations that are to come.
Yeah.
And we are long okre hore retamikile ka tshono when we had an opportunity to make things better. And we also say, as much as rapela, we need to make an action. How rapela wa Peter Matsogo, but you pray, but we are go gardening wa tlhagola and jala peo, you know. So I started thinking about it that way. You know what, it's of no use and all that. So We want the country to be fixed. We want ABBA to bring leaders or to appoint leaders that will be able to give a nation a good direction. So that is what we're praying for. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And we are praising him. We are worshiping him tonight. And words of encouragement to the country. Words of optimism and goodwill to the citizenship, you know, and in saying, look, the Father is with us. Tomorrow's day was coming anyway, and the Father is with us. So we give him thanks, and we call upon his name, and we make known his deeds amongst the people, for he has been faithful all along. We talk of his wondrous works, glory in his holy name, and let our hearts rejoice, and let us rejoice all who seek him. Let us seek him and his strength. Let us seek his face forevermore, and remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Oh, this is Psalms 105. Ne? This is Psalms 105. I'm just paraphrasing. But this is Psalms 105. That we glorify him, we thank him, and we honor him for the goodness that we've seen in him all along. And that we call upon his name, Yahuwah Elohim, and glorify his holy name and his holy deeds. And thank him even for much more. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother. And I like the song that you just spoke about. You know, the words in our mouths should not cease to worship and praise him.
Yes.
Continually glorifying him. It seems like we are invited again to pay attention to our Father and forget about us. I think we've been paying attention mostly to who's campaigning, who's saying this, who's saying that, who's promising us this and that.
Yeah.
And we need to know that it is the Father who will fulfill whatever we will be desiring and praying for. So it is beautiful that tonight we are focusing all our attention to him. And the Bible says in Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. So when we move our attention from us to him, God will look at us in favor, and even our prayers will be carried and wrapped around in that beautiful aroma of praise and beautiful aroma of worship and exaltation to his name. And when we do that, God is not limited in what he can do. When we worship him, in other words, we are saying to the Lord, our hearts are offered to you completely. We don't trust on our own strength. We don't trust our own abilities. We don't trust on our own plans. We know that we are limited as men, but today we are saying you are able. We give thanks unto the Lord. We call on his name. We make known his deeds among the people. It is not that God has not been with us all along. But when we look back from where God took us, and if we can all say God has kept us till this far, and we look at his works, his glory, his love, his manifestation of power, of glory upon our lives, we have nothing else to do other than to say, holy is his name. Make known his deeds amongst the people. Maybe there are people who are not aware of what the Lord has done, where he took us from, where were we? And if he didn't do that, where would we be today? And what kind of people would we be? Will we be preaching the gospel the way we are preaching? Will our children be celebrating the way they're celebrating? Will they be going to schools that they are going to? Will they be interacting with the people they're interacting with? So there's a lot that we can praise God for we can sing to the Lord for. We can even create and come up with a new song, sing unto him a new song. Mm. And that song will be brewed from our hearts when we remember what the Lord has done, when we remember where he took us from, when we remember the opening of the Red Seas. It was not easy when we were moving from the past to where we are today. We will think of the wildernesses we've been. We'll think of the manna that the Lord provided in the wilderness. And all of these can be packaged in different ways as a nation. Mm. So today we are able to say God has been with us, Ebenezer to the Most High, Ebenezer to the one who saw us while we were dying in our Egypt. Mm. Ebenezer to the one who was able to take us from the hand of Pharaoh. And today we are saying we are in the hand of the Lord, and we are in him, and we are with him. And we've been taken through the wilderness, and in the wilderness, God has been with us. When we went through the fires, God has been with us. When we went through the waters, he has been with us. Why can't we sing unto him a new song today? Why can't we come up with a new melody and say, thank you, Lord, and we even trust you for what is going to happen tomorrow? One of the good preachers said, when we pray, we need not to only look at the today, but look back and see where God has taken you. Look back and see what wondrous works God has done for you and for your family and even for this nation. Not only that, but also see what God is doing now. We might not be able to quantify it, but God is at work. Mm. We might not be able to touch it, but God is at work. The fact that we are here talking the way we're talking, we are able to relate the way we are relating, it is a manifestation and a confirmation that God has not left this nation alone. God still loves us as his people. God still has plans for us. So why can't we glorify him? Why don't we lift him up? And when we pray again, we are looking to the future. He is a God who will not leave us now, because his grace is sufficient to take us from today to the tomorrow. The only thing we must do is not to worry about the tomorrow, but praise him in our today and ensure that our voice and our heart are turned unto him. We're going to cease to give him a lip service, but today and tomorrow, we're going to give God our heart, because it is the condition of the heart that gives him the worship and the praise that he deserves. We don't want to be the people who will be hypocrites and say we belong to him and then we'll worship him. But today, let our heart be the ones that will speak more than our lips, and let us see God, who has already won victories for us. We are more than conquerors. So we are going to thank him for the victory that he has already given unto us. So even when we go there to cast our vote, we know that we are already with him, in him, and we praise him for the results, and we trust him that he knows the good plans and the things that we need as a nation. We will be contributing and doing our part in what he has already doing, and for that, we praise him and we exalt him and we worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we praise Amen. Him, we exalt him, and we worship him. Yes, this is a program for you. And of course, about prayers, it's about praising him. It is about worship, it's about words of goodwill. If you want to speak with regards to tomorrow, in terms of prayer, praising the Father, words of goodwill and hope and love and unity and peace, you are free to talk to us via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And you can send us or drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, if you want to talk to us live, the telephone number is 082-6... Oh, the telephone number is 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. The WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Right? And, of course, James Nkwana, thank you so much. James, I really appreciate. Thank you for the message, man. Thank you so much. And says, as we go into elections tomorrow, this is the prayer. It says, this is the prayer we pray for South Africa. Number one, God's kingdom to take dominion, Psalms 22, verses 28. Number two, heal our land, 2 Chronicles 7, 14. Number three, elect God-fearing and discerning leaders to rule the country with justice, Proverbs 28, 2. And number four, leaders to take charge and people to follow them willingly. Judges 5 verses 1. And then number 5, peaceful and quiet week and lives. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. And then number 6, he says, restore our language to build a South Africa as a country that glorifies God. He has written that and quoting Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9. Thank you, James. Glory be to the Elohim. We bless his holy name. There is none like him in our lives, and we are grateful that even today he has never forsaken us.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour 8, my name is Ray. We have started already our praise and worship, you know, and it's culminating tomorrow, the praise and worship day on the 29th of May. Mayaki, I am looking at Psalms throughout. I will be looking at Psalms, man. Check it out. I'm looking at 101. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Elohim, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when you will come for me, I will walk with my house with a perfect heart. No. Maybe people don't see this quite well. It says, verse 1, I will sing of mercy and justice. We want that. We want that in the country. And says, I will sing praises to you, O Elohim. Number 2, says, then I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come for me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And we pray for every family tomorrow that they be filled with the perfectness of the heart of the Messiah. And that mercy and justice should take place. And nations should sing of the praises of the Most High.
Hey, halala,
Tuda.
Khuswara the Talim or Psalms, when it comes to praise, it's a very good thing. It's my most favorite book in the scriptures, and Psalm 109 is the most favorite of them.
I don't know why you like the Songs of Solomon. Okay, yeah. Let's leave it.
No, when you speak of David and his son, there is a relationship that is big, because when you look at this one is singing about praise, and then you have the Songs of Solomon, you have the Ecclesiastes. So it is about the gathering, right? The New Jerusalem gathering. So that is the Ecclesiastes, which they call the church. And then the songs are what will be sang, or like a theme in terms of songs, praise and worship. And then Kamo now, it's now these words of praise that are coming from the Father. So they are really speaking about the reign of Abba that has come because of how he has delivered. You know, so we on the other side, City Ebenezer, because we would be finding ourselves, we would have been delivered, and we know in some instances we didn't deserve this deliverance. So that is basically what their names are in Ibar, you know, to try and bring us into understanding about the reign that is everlasting. So we say tuda to that. Mm. Achim, we appreciate Hore, the station decided to take an initiative of praying for the elections and also the citizens of the country, because a lot during elections can go wrong.
Yeah.
We noticed something a while ago, although it was not the elections, July unrest, and about 400 people died. You know, so it's things that are political that can bring so much chaos in the country. And that is why it becomes important. And we appreciate the concept, Yahore, today, and in our prayer, you know, we want people that are perfect, act wisely in a perfect way. We wish to have leaders that are perfect. And a while ago, I'm at where the two oceans meet, Cape Agulhas, and then guess who I meet? The former Chief Justice, praying with the wife, praying.
Yeah,
Karoiti, I admire that man.
Who is that Mukhweng?
The Mukhweng. Yeah. He went to pray where the two oceans meet, and then he asked me to take photos of him and all that, you know.
Oh, you must send me, man.
Okay. No, I got it for him. Yeah, but he would remember me when he meets. He's got such a brilliant brain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you look at the statement or the speech he made. Kure, maybe one day he'll become president, and you say, "Hey, Abba, you know, people.
Yeah.
We need such people. You know, whose heart is genuine for you." That loves you, you know. So we our prayer and our wish is for Abba to raise such people. So to you, oh Abba Yahweh, we sing praises. Ahi, when we look at the name of Abba, which is Yahweh or Yahuwah, when we go to Psalm 119, number 73, right? That is where we find part of the name. Which the name, the letter name there is Yad. How you say? I think NIV and NKJV.
Mm.
Think, yes.
Yeah.
It gives the name Yada. Mm. Now Yada is the clapping of hands.
Mm.
You are entering into worship. You are.
Yeah.
You come to give praise.
Yeah.
You come to exalt. You come to thank. You come to bless the owner, the giver of life.
Ah.
So that it says, your hands have formed me and your hands have made me and formed me. Make me understand that I learn your commands. Those who fear you see me and rejoice, for I have waited for your word. So You can be the one who becomes, who is perfect, is the one who has the fear, the yara. Because then Abba is righteous. Abba is a righteous judge. Ne? So now it is that kind of a person who does the law. Kamu niti, unalili nchwe lan niti moye ne. No, the spirit of truth and the word that they utter is the word that they know. You know what? I stand here representing the everlasting reign. I don't stand here because Kimotoba Zangho Jadi bribe, but I would be You know, you wish for somebody like that. We are praying for people like that who would now say, you know what, if I was in corruption before, or I was corrupt, a great reset in me, and may I be a new person that is able to lead this nation. A lot has gone wrong. Monies have been missing. There's so much of corruption that is happening in the country. And now it's about time that men and women who serve Aba Yahawa should be able to stand, to shake the evil foundations, to shake the spirit of Hashatan that is in our country, the spirit of deceit, that there is still so much division, there is still so much poverty, and you know, the lifestyle of people should be able to change so that they can be able to see Hore, indeed he has returned. When you look at Exodus, I can't remember, I think it's chapter number 7, not chapter 7, but Abba comes to Masha and he's sending him, and he asks him, who must I say sends me? And he says that I am Ahaya Ashar Ahaya, which they call it, I am that I am, or it means to exist. Now, with that word, it is Abba going to rescue his bride, which is Yasharar. So Ashar can represent, even the word song is found within that word Ashar. The word also, the princess or the wife, is found in that word. Or also the word happiness. So because this woman has been subdued with so much filthiness, with so much abomination, with so much poverty, now the husband says, now it's about time that I'm going to fetch my wife, whom I love, who's been a fornicator, but now I'm willing to forgive them, and now ilomo tsiya. So there's that happiness as well. So he introduces it with that statement. It's not that just he exists, but it speaks. Now the wife become excited, because the wife rejoices, because he sees that there is a deliverer in Yasharal. So that is what we need. Therefore, that is what happens. For Exodus chapter 15, after they get to cross over, they get to sing a song of praise. When Miriam akhabelela aopela pina, to give praise to Abaya. So as a country, this is what we need to come to join together, because Aba Yahawa takes us to places, he brings us amongst people and into certain conditions to be able to achieve or a defined purpose. So our intercession in the spirit is needed, you know. So your path of prayer as a listener, it is what we need right now. It is what we are asking for. Let us come together and be able to bring everyone, every circumstances, every person before his throne. Halala.
Halala. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. If you say, I want to have some words of goodwill, you can drop us a voice note there, and you can send us a message, you know, of goodwill, prayer and praise, you know, words of encouragement and peace and unity. You can do so. And otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. There's a song I used to play many, many years ago. Many, many years ago. And it's about praising him. Jay Moss. Before he became famous, man.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
We must praise no matter who or what we are. We must praise. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Words of praise, words of encouragement, words of love and unity, words of exhortation for tomorrow, words of hope, words of peace. Stephen Spakerman.
Good evening, Pastor. It's Stephen
Spakerman. Hi, Stephen.
I come in.
Hi.
I haven't spoken to you in a long, long while.
It's been a while.
Very excited about the elections tomorrow.
Mm.
The scripture that comes to my mind is when God raised up David, he already knew that David was going to be the king.
Mm.
And they wanted to, whoever they wanted to bring to twist God's arm, God knows who he will raise up to govern South Africa.
Mm.
He raises up kings and he brings kings down.
Mm.
I have been praying for the last 3 months, Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come into South Africa.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's God's will for South Africa to come to Christ. He says, he's not slack concerning his promise, long-suffering toward us, that not one should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that, I believe, is God's heart for South Africa. And I just joined my faith with Radio Pulpit and with the many that are praying. And I'm betwixt two who I'm going to still vote for, but I leave that in God's hands as well. I believe God will guide me to vote for.
Yeah.
I just thank God for the grace that as a nation we worship God and we have freedom to worship him in South Africa. There are many nations all over the world that are killed for their belief in God. God bless you, Pastor A. It's been so nice to listen to you on the radio.
Thank you.
As I say, I haven't spoken to you in ages.
In a way.
May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Just be over South Africa tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stephen Spakerman, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate. It's been a while, I should say. We give the Father all the glory. Christine Pinar.
Good evening, Ray. It's Christine and my husband here. We
Hi.
Just want to thank you for having this time of prayer, dedicating the elections to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And asking him. So we want to add our prayers to others.
Yeah, to your prayers. And we just thank you, Lord, for Radio Pulpit, that they are acknowledging just the man in the street, that his voice can be heard
yes.
across the airwaves. And we know that you listen and you care.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, Lord, thank you that we can ask you for the outcome according to your will, and that we acknowledge that you are the one who have our destination as individuals and as a nation in your hand.
Amen.
And we ask that we will follow the shepherd in everything that we do, also in where we put our cross tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So I say praise God for Ray Lechodi and those that he is involved in this time of prayer, and the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Christine and your husband. We appreciate you. You can send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. And talk to us directly there. Words of hope, words of wisdom, prayer, words of encouragement, and words of peace, words of goodwill, man. I think, you know, it is good to hear this. It is good to have such interaction. And I love what they said. And they said, the ordinary man can speak on radio. Hey, this is your station. This is your show. This is your radio. You can speak just as much. And Memukoka, good evening to all. We call upon Elohi, Chasedi, God of mercy. God of mercy, give us second chance after second chance. God showers us with forgiveness and bathes us with loving kindness. He is always truthful, always merciful, always compassionate. If we love him and ask him for his forgiveness, he grants it always. Because he's a God of mercy, we can live unafraid. We always have access to the peace of mind and heart that he so freely gives in abundance. He promises to always be with us and to bring us through every troubling situation and every difficult situation season. He, even when the mistakes are on our own doing, he is forever willing to offer forgiveness to a repentant heart. Psalm 59, verses 16 to 19. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy. South Africa, God is our refuge and our defense. Thank you. Amen. This is from Memukoka. Thank you very much, Memukoka. Hey, Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and other pastors and family of Radio Pulpit.
Hello, Pindi.
Come on, this is Pindi.
Welcome.
Oh, just want to just encourage Joshua, chapter 1. What it is, Gankulunkulu Uti. Cina is Pindi Joshua. And as why I'm figuring lays will manage as you talk. Utsisiqine isibindi ngoba yena unathi and then uthi Psalms 91 verse 1 uthi those who dwell in a secret place uNkulunkulu uzoba nathi sicalile kusacala konke. We have prayed, Pastor Ray. I'm even trained, even today.
Yeah.
I'm coming from church for prayer. But konke esikhulekela uJehova uyazi sikhalile senza konke. So masicineni sibindi.
Yeah.
Just want to just pray, Father God. We thank you. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ungahluleki. Siyabonga. Ilanga lakusasa wena ulazi ngaphambili thina silazi baba ukuthi lisiphatheleni kodwa wena uyalazi siyazithoba thina ke above all we are praying for peace. I just want to say let your will be done on this earth as it is done on heaven. Mayekenzeke intando yakho kusasa thina sihla ke manje. Touching the way I cook and go to Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pindi. I really, really appreciate it, my sister. May you be blessed even far much more. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living Father, there's none like him in our lives. Of course. This is Radio Pulpit.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.